This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Republicans are starting to feel a bit of confidence, and you have every reason to feel that way. Hopefully, this show has had a little bit to do with it, but whether it has or not, if you're paying attention, if you are really in tune with yourself and what's going on in the world, you have a reason to be celebratory. All kinds of evidence around you. You have to look. It isn't like it's hidden and you got to look for it like it's some sort of cipher, like you're in National Treasure 3 or something like that. No, it's right in front of your face. Saw some news. Maybe we'll make this a grab bag segment because we got a lot to cover. Holy cow. I'm glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonShow.com. Thank you for being a part of what I do up on here each and every day at this here juke joint. Yeah, look. Can I get somebody to play me a chord? We're going to do a little blues for you for the Democrats. The Democrats done messed up again today. I don't know what next to say. You got to rhyme when you do the blues. Oh, boy. So Twitter shut down the account of the Chinese scientist who blew the whistle on the Wu flu thing. She said that she has absolute proof that the Chinese created this and unleashed it to the world. And Twitter shut down her account. Why? Why? See, whenever you want, look, I don't have an answer for you. Here's what I'll tell you, though. If the Chinese can shut down Twitter, what does it tell you about Twitter? What does it tell you about the power of the Chinese over our social media platforms? And why is Jack Dorsey not making enough money from Twitter that he can be pushed around by the Chinese? I mean, I don't know. I get it that you want to have your product in the Chinese market. It's a big market. Twitter's got 14 billion people, you know, or whatever number. I don't know what the number is, but they all want to compete. But Jack Dorsey, according, I don't know, he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars at this point. How much do you need before people? In other words, once I get up to about 100 million, it isn't like, as long as I could keep that much, it isn't like I'm going to go, well, I ain't going to get to that 500 million mark. I don't know how much you need. It's a matter of personal preference. But at 100 million, I'm good. I'll just tell you. If you want me to give you a price, I'm good at 100. I realize many of my friends are still going to have a lot more money than I am, and I'm not going to get to do everything they do, but that's okay. I'll be honest, I could cut it in half and still probably be okay. Man, these guys, it's like they sell out Hollywood. These guys make millions and millions of dollars, but they cater to the Chinese market. It isn't enough that they get Europe and America. They go, there's a big market in China. Let's go get an extra $20 billion or whatever they get. Is it not enough? But they're always telling us what's enough. You understand the irony? You've got enough. We need to tax you more. We need to do more to hurt you. But when it's for time for them to get enough more, they sell out in a minute to get more. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Folks, breaking it down for you. Giving you the signs. The signs that social media is willing to sell you out so somebody can make more money. That is a sign for you. That Facebook and Twitter don't want to run conservative ads. That's a sign for you. They're telling you, you're resonating. You make a difference, and they have to figure out a way to stop you. But here's the good news. They can't. There are too many ways for people to get information now. Oh, Kevin, 70% of people get their news from this, that, or the other. Whatever. Give me any stat you want. Let me tell you what. People now know how to get what they want. They also know this. This is the other thing they know. They know what they feel. They have a gut feeling about things. And they're feeling good about Donald Trump. I don't want to. What's that lady's name? It's feeling good. Yeah, that's it. You can sing that song to yourself. Maybe not as well as I sing it to myself, but you can do it. Because you're feeling good. Cardi B getting divorced. Another sign. See, there was this dispute going on. I don't even know what it's about. Candace and Cardi B. At Cardi B's talking about she's more woman. I don't know. I mean, I don't pay attention to either one of them. And I know Candace likes to get involved with the bigger names because, you know, it makes, it gets her the press. And that's a good thing because he's getting out there, right? I don't personally care to do it. If I have a legitimate beef with, say, Snoop Dogg, I've called Snoop Dogg out as a coward. He's a former Crip and he's a coward. Because Snoop Dogg, without his gun, by himself, is the biggest chump on the planet. He wouldn't talk smack to Trump. He wouldn't talk smack to white folks. He would be the most subservient. I mean, just being honest, he'd be a little punk. That's what he would be. But when he's behind his Crips and he's flashing his gang signs, he's a tough guy. But he's a hypocrite. That's what really bugs me about him. He's a hypocrite, too. And Cardi B, she's, you know, I don't know what the beef is, but what she will present is she's all a woman. She can keep her man and all that. No, she can't. She's divorced. And you can bet the bottom dollar he's divorcing her because he's tired of her feminist attitude. He's tired of her nonsense. And he's looking for a woman who wants to be a woman, not somebody that wants to make him a male hyena, a eunuch. He would rather have an ordinary woman than have this, you know, girl who is, I mean, say what you want. I mean, she's a beautiful woman. I mean, visually. But the minute she opens her mouth, the minute she starts to become what she really is, you immediately go, whoa, no. No thanks. But that's a sign that things are changing. I know, look, Kevin, some hip-hop chick is getting divorced. How's that a sign? It's a sign because pop culture is showing women, you can be Cardi B and you still can't keep a man. Yeah, you can be, well, I don't know, again, I don't know what the beef is between her and Candace, but she's a, you know, big-time feminist. She's doing it all, right? And she can't keep a dude. So the young girls that are out there watching her are going, that's not the way to keep a guy. Her methodology doesn't work. Her process failed. Maybe I need to look at something else. Maybe I need to look for other role models. Like their mothers. I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know, there's some big problems in that area with the family and the black community. But maybe they're going to go look at somebody else's family and say, that's how you keep a man. It makes people become introspective. That's a good thing. Hurricane Sally. Hurricane Sally. Boom, 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 boom. Girl, you better slow that hurricane down. It hit Alabama. Another global climate change issue. A hurricane striking during hurricane season. Oh, boy. That's got the Democrats up in arms. We gotta vote in some global climate change. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So would it surprise you to learn that Bloomberg is buying black votes? Yep. He's decided that he's going to help felons get out of prison and therefore buy the black vote. I think it's actually going to be a problem for Bloomberg, even though the Justice Department may be looking into this because there could be some illegalities here. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to it is the KevinJacksonShow.com. Here's what the article says. Former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg and his team have raised more than $16 million to pay the court fines and fees of 32,000 black and Hispanic Florida voters with felony convictions. Now, they presume that these guys are all going to vote for them because they're bad guys and they don't get it. What I've learned in the little bit that I've, you know, sort of gone into the criminal justice system to look at this stuff, because we've done a criminal justice reform, and we talk to these guys as they're rolling out, and I'm working on a program to get them gainfully employed. And you know what they say? They go, yeah, man, I messed up. I screwed up. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have robbed that person. I shouldn't have, you know, whatever the crime was. And so they get out, and they're not, I mean, don't misunderstand me. There's a lot of them that probably are Democrat, but you know what they do realize? It's they're not as dumb as these people think. They know that it was the Democrat system that sort of railroaded them. Think about it. These are in big cities. Bloomberg targeted Florida cities, and I don't know whether it was Tallahassee or Orlando or whatever, but these guys know what the other side of criminality looks like. And they want to go back to normal lives. And when they get out of there and they find out, well, President Trump's the one who was issuing criminal justice reform, and I know some of them boys that got out because of this and all, it isn't cut and dry, is all I'm saying. And I know people are, it's 32,000 potential votes in Florida. It's 32,000 potential votes. Now, if you want to tell me, Kevin, all 32,000 of those people are definitely going to vote Democrat. No, they're not. No, they're not. First of all, I don't know what the numbers are. Well, none of us do. But the question you have to ask yourself is, are they going to vote? Now, they have to, in order for them to be able to vote, so Florida passed a law that says if you have a felony, you can't vote unless you pay your restitution. And restitution means that money's going to the people that you hurt. So Bloomberg and them paid $16 million of restitution. I don't know how you feel about it, but I like to know that the victims of these crimes got something. Because, see, they generally don't. We were looking this up in Chicago. The average family in restitution that files for it, the most they can get, I think, is $20,000. Was that right? I don't remember. But anyway, the average family files restitution and they get a fraction of it. Now, if a cop shoots you and you end up paralyzed or whatever, your GoFundMe will be more than you could technically get in restitution. And God forbid it's found that they find that the cop did something wrong and you get millions. But here's Bloomberg with his ploy. An obvious ploy. He doesn't care about these people's lives. If he had said, look, I'm going to implement a program to get people out of prison, reunite them with their families. If they vote, they vote. If they don't, I don't care. Then I would say, you know what, good job. But I look at this as nothing more than slave, than what a master would do for his slaves. I'm going to go bail them boys out, and they better understand that the master's up in here, and they better obey. If they don't obey, well, then when they go back, you know, blah, blah, I don't know what they could do. You can't get them, can't send the horses after them a second time. But just think about how scumbaggy that is. Here's the other side of it, and maybe you didn't think about it, but what about the people that have done well in their lives? Here you are. And look, I'm not trying to moralize about these 32,000 people. Black and Hispanic mostly is what they say. Yeah, they say black and Hispanic. Nearly 32,000 black and Hispanic Florida voters. So what happened to the white guys? Did they have like a color test? That's the other thing I was thinking about. You're white, you're like, well, hold on. How is Ray Ray and Jesus getting out of jail and I got to stay? I mean, didn't they give enough money for everybody? I'm sorry there, Carl. We're not letting white people out today. Well, I don't understand. Can you just, I mean, turnabout's fair play. Oh, I know. He's a white boy. He deserves what he gets. White privilege up in here, boy. You better get your butt back here and get some more of this white privilege. We're dishing out in Florida. We ain't paying your way. We only pay for the colored folks. That's essentially the way it is with Bloomberg. He's playing for the colored folks. But he's, look, I'm not trying to be moral, make a moral statement about people going to jail. I have uncles that have been to jail, cousins that have been to jail. I get it. My father has been to jail. And so, you know, it isn't like, and I'm happy. My uncle got out. He became a preacher. He redeemed himself. Called me one time, said he thought about robbing a bank because he got so low. And I told him, let me send you some money so you can get that thought out of your head. And we did. We helped him out. And he died not having robbed another bank. But he thought about it. He called me up. Hey, nephew, I'm thinking about it. You know, man, I don't want. And he wouldn't even say it. I'm just thinking about, you know, it's easy and I'm out here struggling. I can't feed myself, can't feed my wife, can't feed myself and, you know, stuff. And, you know, it's easy to want to get out here and revert and all that. And I was like, okay, so what are you saying, Uncle Ray? I'm just saying, nephew, you know, I'm trying to keep these thoughts out of my head. So I sent him some money because I'm like, look, you don't need to be going back to prison at your age over something stupid. And he was a good bank robber, too. He got away with it a long time. He lived large. But what I was going to say is, why couldn't they help some black folks that are doing good? Why couldn't he take $16 million and put it into black businesses that are doing well, helping the community? Do you think that, okay, so Bloomberg puts 32, now look, again, I'm not trying to moralize about these people, but he put 32,000 guys back on the street that have no potentially have no prospects. It put $16 million into the system, but he didn't put $16 million in as an investment in the black folks. Is he going to get called out for that? Ask yourself what would happen if Donald Trump did it. They'd be calling him a racist, and I would too, because it's a racist move. If you're going to bail somebody out, you bail everybody out, and don't just do it in Florida. Do it across the country, and do it not for votes, but for the right reasons. Democrats don't know what the right reasons are. They don't know, and they don't care. And that's why we beat them. That's why we are winning the war over here, folks. Pay attention to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're winning the war. He says, we have identified a significant vote share that requires a nominal investment. Wow, that's what he thinks about black folks, a nominal investment. Beads for the Indians for Manhattan. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The powerful head of the Vatican's saint-making office, Cardinal Angelo Vecciu, has resigned suddenly from that post, renouncing his rights as a cardinal amid a financial scandal that has reportedly implicated him indirectly. The Vatican providing no further details on why the Pope accepted his resignation in a statement issued late Thursday. President Trump applauding news that Pac-12 college football's back on. The conference now set to kick off a seven-game season on the 6th of November, reversing a decision to not play because of COVID concerns. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says after securing daily testing for athletes and being given the green light from state and local health officials, they voted unanimously to lift a moratorium on competition.
We know how badly our student-athletes want to compete, but that we would only do so when we felt that we could do so safely.
The president tweeting congratulations to players, families, and coaches for getting back on track. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Barack Obama saves America, folks, just in time. But just not how you think. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Boy, where would we be in this nation without Barack Obama? Oh, I don't know. Safer? Financially more viable? Less racially sensitive? I got a few things I could go over. Yep, Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, the savior of the left. The most exciting time for leftists, it was in 2008 when Barack Obama was a rising star, and these people were like, man, ride the wave. It wasn't a tsunami. Tsunamis don't get that big. This was a tidal wave. This is where the ocean, is a big earthquake, and it hits that continental shelf right before, maybe half a mile out of the into the ocean, and that wave comes up and it crests up 50, 60 feet. You remember Hawaii 5-0, that wave, it's that kind of a wave. That's what Barack Obama rode in. That's what leftists rode in and rode on. And as they say in the country, Barack Obama got rode hard and put up wet because he did nothing for this country. In retrospect, history will look at him for exactly the way we're describing him. I don't mean this man any malice. I don't. If the left were to admit what we know, we would all just have a conversation about it. I don't dislike Barack Obama per se. He wouldn't be my friend. I don't like friends like him. He's duplicitous. But I don't dislike him. I don't wish him any ill will. Whatever he gets, get it. As I say of everybody, I hope you get what you deserve. It's not my decision to determine what you deserve. Anyway, Obama is back in the news. And with Fauci's predicted second coming of the Wu flu season, our toilet paper crisis is going to be solved as we wipe our butts with Obama's soon-to-be released latest work of fiction, because it will hit the dollar store. And if there is, because Fauci's like, there will be another Wu flu outbreak. This little chump needs to be shut up. I'm so glad I don't see this guy in the news anymore. But the point I'm making here is whatever he predicts, if there's another toilet paper run, don't worry about toilet paper. Go to the dollar store, get Barack Obama's new memoir, and you'll have plenty of paper. Or maybe you need some kindling for your fireplace. Because America, Obama has written another book.
Well, I should correct that and say some white guy has written another book for Barack Obama, because Barack Obama doesn't have... I'm going to tell you, his intellect for putting words together is equivalent to that of a fifth grader. And not a fifth grade prodigy, a fifth grade who can barely write a story. That's where Barack Obama's writing skills are. Have you seen his work, the little bit that they will let you see? It's so amateurish. It's laughable that they would even bring this man up as being an intellect. He's lucky he's got speechwriters. Anyway, MSN reported that Obama's going to release his White House memoir, but it's only going to discuss the first 4 years of his presidency. The first volume, they write, of former President Barack Obama's memoir is coming out on November the 17th, 2 weeks after Election Day. It's called A Promised Land, A Promised Land, and will cover his swift and historic rise to the White House and his first term in office. The publication date for the second volume has yet to be determined, which, of course, got a chuckle out of me because I said that particular edition is undetermined because Obama might have to dictate it to his ghostwriter from his prison cell. And I would buy that book, by the way. Barack Obama's memoirs of finally getting caught. So, yeah, Barack Obama's going to tell you all of what happened in the White House. Yeah, and let me tell you, can I just go ahead and be a spoiler for you? It's going to be all about the racism that he and Michelle encountered and how the Republicans, those mean-spirited old white guys, wouldn't let him get anything done, or he would have done so much more for America. Would have done so much more for America if they let me do what I need to do. Would have done a lot more. Michelle and I ran to all kinds of stumbling blocks. But, you know, we got around them, but, I mean, without the impediments, things would have worked out a lot better. Yeah, right, Barack. Right. Here's what he says. I've spent the last few years reflecting on my presidency. And in A Promised Land, I've tried to provide an honest accounting of my presidential campaign and my time in office, the key events and people who shaped it, my take on what I got right and mistakes I've made, and the political, economic, and cultural forces that my team and I had to confront then, and that as a nation, we are grappling with still. In the book, I've also tried to give readers a sense of personal journey that Michelle and I went through during those years, with an incredible highs and lows. Finally, at a time when America's going through such a tremendous upheaval, the book offers some of my broader thoughts on how we can heal the divisions in our country going forward and make our democracy work for everybody. A task that won't depend on any single president, but on all of us as engaged citizens. I'm a little hoarse, so I can't do Barack Obama right now. But that's okay. You still know who I'm talking about. Yep, I had to laugh, though, when Obama says he was going to give some advice to America. Dude had 4 years to not just give advice, but to implement policy to do what he claims he now wants to help with. Well, he had 8 years, I should say. And while president, this guy created the most divisive country ever. I'm talking going back to the Lincoln days. We were divisive then. Not a fraction. Barack Obama has instituted racism on a scale that would be embarrassing if he were a Republican. But the Democrats give him a pass. It's black racism. People ask me, Kevin, why did you pull the race card on that dude that told you to put your mask on? I said, because I didn't need to. I didn't need to pull the race card on him. I pulled the human being card. Shut up and leave me alone. You got nothing to do with me. Man, that dude got out of that plane so fast. I was telling a story about guy telling me in front of him to put my mask on. And when he asked the first time, he was like, you need to put your mask on. I don't respond to stuff like that. I just turned away. But then when he got, hey, you need to sit down. I don't want to breathe your air. Then I gave him a look like, here's what my look was. I'm going to follow you, and I'm going to cut you. That was my look. I didn't say a word. He scurried out of that plane so fast because when them two little chumps confronted me, he left with a quickness, and he better have, because I'd had enough. Anyway, so Barack Obama wants you to believe that All the things that we're still grappling with are new. You know, these are things that are Trump created. You know better. It's unbelievable. So he's and the people that are doing his book are the people that gave him and Michelle that fat contract, Crown Publishing Penguin. The people that got that do all the school books, that got the fat contracts, lefties. This guy's got some unbelievable hubris to, is that the right word? Ego. I mean ego. He's got an unbelievable ego to believe that his book, his reflections are going to help. I can't wait. I'm going to go into the same old thing, but we are way past time for Durham to shut these clowns down. We are way past time. It is time for Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Holder hasn't said a word. I haven't heard anything from Comey. Clapper's out of the news. Brennan has been, did his testimony, and I don't know, somebody said he's going to get freed. I can't believe that. But it's pretty quiet on the Western front. I should say on the leftist front at this point. But I want them shut up. I'm tired. Barack Obama's memoir is a work of fiction, number one. I wouldn't believe a word in it. It will be written from the point of view of an ethnocentric racist who never loved this country and neither did his wife. And it's going to be more, America needs to apologize because we didn't do enough job. It's like when somebody said, I think it was Chris Matthews, Obama's too smart for us. He's way ahead of us in his thinking. When history looks back at everything that was given to this clown and he still couldn't succeed, that's what his memoir should be about. If I were writing it, I'd say, how do you fail when you have been given a T-ball to hit and you get 50 swings to hit a single? That's really the metaphor for it. Unbelievable. Reflecting on his presidency. These forces he says he had to confront. That's you. And it's funny. So this is the first 4 years. He has 2 years unfettered, and he does nothing, accomplishes nothing except a failure piece of health care legislation that Biden said was a big effing deal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. Describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual national If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our communities safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag #WhyICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I had a mask confrontation at the airport. I was coming back from a trip. And the plane lands. And I stand up. I pull my mask because, you got to wear it on the plane. It's the only place I wear it because I got to fly. That's the only reason why. It's a federal deal, right? So, but I have a mask that it's got big holes in it so you can breathe real easy through it. They never should let me on with it, to be honest with you, because it does. I mean, if your other ones don't protect you, mine certainly doesn't. Because it's fishnet. Yeah, but with these 1/8-inch circles, you can just easily breathe through it. And I made it because it was with the notion that, okay, you want me to wear a stupid mask? My germs are still getting through there. For the most part, I'm getting 80% of oxygen, you know, my normal air. But anyway, I made the mask. Or Melissa made it for me. So I stand up and I pull it down because we're getting ready to deplane. And I pull it down. And the guy in the seat in front of me says, he does this like, you need to pull your mask up. And I just ignored him. I just turned my head. And he goes, well, if you're not, and he gets angry. If you're not going to pull your mask up, you need to sit down. Chubby white dude. And I looked at him and said, you don't tell me what to do. And he goes, well, I've got asthma, whatever. And I said, well, you know what? I got nothing to do with your asthma. I wasn't born with a mask. And if flight attendants come and say something, that's one thing. You don't tell a grown butt man what to do. And you're not going to start with me. So these 25, two little millennials or whatever, I don't know what they are, Gen Zers or Gen Punkers, they say, one of them, I mean, when I say he yelled at me, it's for you, you're killing people. And he starts yelling and he's going to town. And I said, really? And I said, well, here's the deal, youngster. I'm not sick. So the mask would be for my protection. And if I don't want it, it's none of your doggone business. And then when I tell you this guy is shouting and his little buddy behind him, I've got you on video. I'm like, oh, really? At this point, mask is down. So this goes on and he's behind me technically. I get ready to get my bag. He jumps in front of me and kind of pushes me back. Now, I'm telling you, it was all I could do. I understood if I to attack him, it's a federal thing. But I looked at him. I said, it's your lucky day, buddy. I said, we get off this plane. You want to put my mask on me? I'll be waiting out here. It'll be a different story then. So we go out, and he doesn't say. He's just yelling. He's yelling. And, of course, the airline is now they're on, you know, on this thing. I'm getting to a point here. And this is like 3-4 minutes getting off the plane and a whole dude. He's yelling. Now, all I'm telling him is, we get to the parking lot, and you and your buddy, I said, all bets are off. Because you push me, and I'm going to give you the opportunity to push me again, and I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to go the way you think it's going to go. So you wait till we get to this parking lot. So he's still yelling. Because now it's funny because he goes from being antagonistic to the verbal stuff. You're killing people without wearing a mask. I said, well, you know what? If you think I'm killing you with my breath, you wait till these fists get on you. So the airline guy's walking with us, between us, and as we approach the main area of the terminal, and he, you can tell, he's on my side, this dude that's with the airline. And as we get to the terminal, they've already got the cops called because they call the cops. So these guys think they're going to skulk out. And the guy from the airline goes, stop them. And he points to the cop to stop them. And they stop them. And then he says to me, hey, can you stay here while we get a report? I said, no problem. So police come up to me and he says, what happened? I said, I have my mask down on the plane. And the guy in the seat in front of me says, you need to put your mask on. I tell him he needs to mind his business. And then this guy starts yelling at me. I mean, just yelling. And he yelled me at the entire, up the runway, the walkway, whatever they call it, the jetway, all the way up to here. And it pushed me on the plane. I said, I'm telling you right now, he's lucky to be alive right now because they don't put your hands on. And he didn't push. He just like jumped in front like, you're not going anywhere like that. And at that point, I was kind of hoping he would try to stop me, but he didn't because he's a total chump. So long story short, the cop says to me, same thing happened to me the other day. And he's mad. Other cop walks up to me and says, I can't stand wearing these stupid masks. He goes, they're not protecting anybody. It's a joke. And he goes, and I said, I get the rules and all that, even though I think it's stupid. But here's what got me. I said, there are private citizens out there now who believe they need to be the police of people who aren't sick. I'm not giving you any disease. But now they gotta police me. And I said, and that's where I draw the line. It's already, I've drawn it on the mask themselves. And I pointed to my mask, as you can see. This mask isn't protecting Jack. I said, but I draw the line with a private citizen coming up to me trying to tell me what to do. And the guy goes, I get it. So, they detain these guys. I get ready to leave. The police officer says, Kev, you can go. But the airline rep says, hey, can you hang around another minute and talk to our people? Said, happy to do it. And, you know, so I said, I'm minding my business. The guy in front of me says, your mask is down. I said, it's none of your business. Other guy starts yelling at me, you know, makes a scene on the plane. I said, we get off the plane. He's making a scene all the way through the terminal, and here we are. I said, I did nothing to him or anybody else. Said, I was good on the plane. I didn't bother anybody. So, you know, they take my statement, and then, I'm not kidding you, cops look at me. He fist bumps me. All right, man, we'll see you. Boom. I take off. So I get a message yesterday. I got a message yesterday that those guys are banned from flying Southwest Airlines. Police officer sent me a message. There you go. The good guys win. But let's talk about these stupid masks, okay? Because I'm sure you've heard this story. Stunning news. Nashville bars and restaurants had only 22 cases of the dreaded Wu flu. And they lied about it. You know why they lied? Because they shut down businesses over nothing. And they lied. They mess with your income, your livelihood. They have people like this stupid kid up in arms, worry. Oh, and that kid says to me, my mom has whatever. And I was like, and where is she? Not on the plane. You know, they've got people just going bananas. People are, and by the way, as God is my witness, I was going to destroy these guys. You know, you want to be mad, you want to make a comment, make your stupid comment. I'm cool. I got no problem. You want to get in my face and think you're going to take away my right, man, it was going to be on like a chicken bone. And, whew, God watched over that dude that day. That's what I'll tell you. And came back and Melissa was like, wow, he's a lucky guy. Because I was cool. Even as I'm explaining this to you, I'm telling you, I was as cool as can be because I know me. And it was all I could do to not hurt this dude in the plane. And his buddy's like, I got you. I'll video. I was like, you're going to video a butt whooping is what you're going to video. But here's what gets me. They're lying to us. Every one of these stats, everything they've told you, it is a blatant lie. You can believe none of it. There was a guy, there was an interview that was done on this. I forget the guy, councilmen who discovered these emails. And he's saying, all of it. I believe none of the numbers anymore. Now, I'm going to tell you right now. I haven't believed these numbers for months. I've been telling you these statistics. I remember saying when they talked about it was at 100,000. I said, I will bet you money when the legitimate statistics come out, we will find that less than 10,000 people have died from this stupid disease. And I'll be a son of a gun if I wasn't right. And now in Nashville, they did contact tracing. Have you heard anything more about contact tracing? Have you heard Democrats talking about, we need more testing? It's gone. They don't want to give you the results of the test. They don't want to give you the results of the contact tracing. You want to know why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. They should have had businesses open. This thing is killing so few people, it is ridiculous. And we have allocated trillions of dollars, and they want to do another $1.5 trillion over nonsense. People should be in jail for this, and that's what that city councilman said. And you know what? The mayor's office validated. Indeed, only 22 people have died. So few people, you would never shut down businesses over this. Not in a million years. So now what happens? I don't have an answer for you, but I suggest to you, because I had a meeting with my legal team and we're suing over this mask issue. I'll keep you posted.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.